in verse 22 of that same prayer, he's still praying. I don't know what position he's got his body, but I know what position he's got his heart. He's pouring it out to God. He says, "And the glory which thou givest me have I given them, that they may be one, even as we are one." Can you imagine the glory he gives us? He starts out in the second verse. He gives us eternal life. He talks about giving us the Father's name. "I have manifested thy name." Two times in the Bible he talks about that. Seven times in this chapter he talks about the men that thou givest me. Twice in verse 6. He gives them the word that thou givest me.
Yes.
We ought to be shouting happy tonight that we have the word. I believe he gives us more than just the word. I believe he has to give us the understanding.
Yeah.
You remember that boys on the way to Emmaus, he had to open the scriptures to them. And then when they come back, he had to open the disciples' understanding of the scriptures. I believe he gives us more than just the word. But he said, "I've given them the word. Give them life. Give them your name." Church, you weren't baptized in your own name.
That's right.
You was baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And we're not to take that Lord's name in vain. No.
Amen.
And won't it be taken in vain if we're baptized and live just any way?
That's right.
He give us eternal life. He give us the Father's name. He give us the Father's word. He said, "And my joy I give unto them." You think sometimes, and I think because we're not really happy in the flesh, that we don't have His joy, and we've got to have everything to go just right for us to have the joy of the Son of God. I beg to differ with you. How could He give you something if He ain't got it? And so how could He give us joy if He didn't have it? And He could have joy when nobody even believed what He's preaching. He could rejoice in spirit and say, "I thank Thee, O Father, that Thou hast hid it from the wise and prudent and revealed it unto babes, for so seemeth the good in Thy sight." He bound to have a joy when He's suffering. Have you ever went into a hospital room and you think, "I need to really encourage them. They ain't got long for this world," and you come out, they encouraging you? Where you think your joy come from? You think they're glad to be in the hospital or they're glad to die? Yeah, they're glad to die, I guess. Where you think this joy comes from? This world can't give you that. He said, "My peace I give you, not as the world giveth, I give I thee."
Mm-hmm.
And then that last one, the fifth one, "I've given them the glory thou givest me. Father, glorify me that I might glorify thee." God bless you.
Amen.